huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge. I really think it's really important that we stand together and we start discussing what we believe should be done. So it's plan B for Omicron COVID variant. It's just been announced in the UK, breaking now live, that there will be stricter mask rules. This is in effect in a few days' time. There will be work from home guidance imposed. And there will be COVID vaccine passes required for entry for many public places. So I've done a couple of videos recently because I'm really scared for the economy, the small business owner. I'm scared for the massive increase in taxation, the inability to earn and work and employ people. And we were guided along that there would be no move towards plan B, stricter. I can't call it a lockdown because it's not a lockdown, but what's coming next? And now they've just announced that staff and companies should work from home if possible, which basically means that many people are going to see that as an imposed rule. How the heck are companies going to be able to run if their staff are forced to work from home? Yeah, exactly. So some people could see this coming and it was leaked earlier. And look, I don't want to get into conspiracy about this, but I'm not liking where this is going. I really think it's really important that we stand together. We hit the share button. We have our say in the comments and we start discussing what we believe should be done. A lot of people say in my lives, and my content that you know, do not comply, or I'm really looking for what are the solutions. For me, if we ruin the small business, we ruin the entire economy. We ruin most of the employment. We create austerity and depression for a long time, probably. And you know, the first announcement where pretty much you had to wear a mask everywhere, except in leisure, but you did in travel and you did in retail. Immediately, big travel companies and small restaurants and anyone in between were announcing massive cancellations of bookings for Christmas. Now, many companies do most of their trade in Christmas. In my dad's pub, when I worked in his pub, we did 4 months of trade in December. So if my dad had the pub and all the Christmas cancellations came in, that's 4 or 5 months of trade essentially gone. So let me know what you think in the comments. What are the solutions here? Please hit the share button, because I think a lot of people are starting to feel like they've really had enough. So let me tell you what's just been announced. Boris Johnson has announced tougher COVID-19 measures in England to control the spread of Omicron. I'm not going to comment about that part. Guidance to work from home will return on Monday. That for me is really upsetting. What a hairdresser's supposed to do? What are restaurateurs supposed to do? What are companies that need a culture supposed to do? What about companies where the staff actually need to communicate with each other? What are they supposed to do? How are they supposed to fire up their trade? How are they supposed to get back to normal? And by the way, our ability to earn is being taken away from us. Not saying if it's right or wrong to do with COVID. I'm just saying Our ability to earn is being taken away from us, but then we're getting double hit because we're getting taxed more. And then we're getting triple hit because the cost of living is going up and up and up. So corp tax is going up from 19 to 25%. That's a one-third hike. There's talk that capital gains tax is going to go up in line with income tax, which would jump it from 20 to 45%. National insurance went up something like 25% for employer and employee. So we're getting three ways fucked on tax, to the point where many of the entrepreneur people I know are talking about leaving the country. And I'm an entrepreneur and I talk to a lot of them. So we're getting three way, well, there's way more tax increases than that. So that's happening. Cost of living has gone through the roof because you can't get supply of anything. So the prices of everything has gone up. Inflation has gone up hugely because they're just QE printing shitloads of freaking money. Interest rates are at zero, so you can't earn any money on your cash. And it's in getting inflated down. And we can't fucking earn money. Small businesses can't properly trade. What is going on? Now, if we all believed that the government had our best interests at heart and they weren't one rule for us, one rule for them, and that, you know, this was really in the interests of the country and everyone was confident about that, we'd probably freaking all be okay with it. Next thing is, well, maybe you wouldn't, I don't know. Let me know what you think in the comments. Please hit the share button. This news is just breaking in the UK. Yeah, I'm up late because Mark, my business partner, said to me, it looks like they're going to be doing working from home again. And I'm like, fucking hell. Like, our business was really affected working from home. Maybe some firms and companies can do work from home. We found it really hard. The culture, of course, dies. The communication slows. You miss a lot of stuff when you work from home. You know, sometimes you just need to go and talk to someone and catch a bit of information.
For years, people have been asking me where I buy my watches. Many of you may know I'm a watch collector, I'm a watch investor, and those as an asset class have done me very well in the last 15 years. I have never shared where I source my watches from or my watch dealer until now. My watch dealer used to be a professional footballer for Manchester United, and he formed a watch brand called Broadwalk. And he sources the higher end brands like Rolex, Audemars Piguet, Patek Philippe and Richard Mille. I trust him. I've used him for many years. And recently we've done a partnership. Hence, I'm inviting you, if you want to start investing in watches and protect your money from the banks and inflation, to check out Broadwalk. That's Broadwalk. And the website is broadwalkgroup.com. The email is sales@broadwalkgroup.com. And please don't share this, but his number is 07496 878153. Obviously, only message him if you're serious about buying and investing in the higher-end watches. People have been asking me for years, and for the first time ever, you can get access to my watch team.
It takes 2 or 3 days over email. And, you know, some people don't work from home that well. It's just the reality. And as a company, we found it hard. And finally, we're getting back into the office. And then there's that fucking pingdemic going on where half my staff got pinged and I had to self-isolate. And they didn't even have COVID. So then that hits us in August. Now, by the way, I just want to say, you know, business is not too bad for us, but it's fucking hard. And there's so many business owners I speak to that it's not good for them. And, you know, I see part of my responsibility as an entrepreneur to stand up for things when it's freaking important and use my platform for hopefully something good and positive. And, you know, I like talking about building recurring income and starting a business and scaling a business and making more money. And I want to talk about all that stuff, but I fucking can't because it's not as important if you can't actually trade because you can't have any staff in your office and no one can come into your business because they don't want to because they don't want to wear a freaking mask. Or they don't want to have to provide a pass to go anywhere. Please hit the share button. Please let me know what you think about this. Boris Johnson has announced tougher COVID-19 measures in England to control the spread of the Omicron virus. This has just happened. Guidance to work from home will return on Monday. No! I don't know what you think about that move. But look, I can't comment on the science. I can't comment on the virus. This is not actually about that. I can comment that you will fucking ruin the economy. and you will have suicides. You will have unemployment going through the roof if you kill small business. I mean, the costs of this are going to be huge. Okay, right. Next, COVID passes proving vaccination or a negative test will be required at nightclubs and venues with large crowds. So now you're going to have a vaccine passport. But so, you know, oh, did you just breathe? Do you have a passport for that? Or did you just think? We'll tax those thoughts. Right. The Plan B restrictions are proportionate and responsible, according to the Prime Minister. Health Secretary Sajid Javid, meanwhile, tells the Commons that Omicron is much more transmissible than the Delta variant, although apparently the scientist that found it in South Africa said that it was much more of a mild version. So if it's more mild than Delta, okay. Earlier, the PM apologised for a video that showed his staff joking about a Christmas party held during lockdown last December. Oh, they held a party in government in lockdown last December. Oh, and at the same, so he's apologised for that. And then there's going to be an investigation. And at the same time, he's telling us all to have a vaccine passport if we want to go to large crowd. That's where it starts. Where does it go next? Now, people keep saying on my content, it's all part of their plan. Who is they and what's the plan? I mean, look. Yeah, someone said he don't see what working from home is going to solve. So, look, there's a lot of things I don't have a lot of information about. And someone has just said here, no one has died. I guess they want to catch it up front. I guess they want to be seen to be proactive. I mean, didn't everyone get COVID anyway? So we had lockdowns and we had masks and everything else. And then when we all went back out, didn't everyone kind of get COVID anyway? Well, all right, yeah, but there were the jabs and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But didn't they still get COVID even with the jabs? I know somebody's just got COVID for the third time and they've had the jab. Look, I'm just talking now. I haven't done enough research to say with volition some of the things you guys believe here. So what I'm going to talk about is small business. Small business is most of the economy. Small business is most of the taxation. Small business is most of the employment. Small business is most of the revenue. And now small businesses are going to get fucked. Because if your staff have to work from home. Well, no, look, apparently work from home if you can. But what does work from home if you can mean? A lot of people are going to make that mean I have to work from home. So maybe you as the business owner say, well, you don't have to, but maybe your staff say they do have to. So at the very best, there's confusion. And at the worst, staff aren't going to go into the office. They're going to go home. Their energy is going to go down. Their apathy is going to increase. They're not going to have the leadership. They're not going to have the energy, the buzz, the culture. The communication's going to slow down. Because, okay, maybe a tech person or, you know, a coder can work from home, but most people actually can't work from home. And I had to keep my gob shut about this. And people are saying to me, Rob, don't say anything about this. Don't say anything about this. Blah, blah, blah. Even my business partner said, don't say anything about this. But I can tell you, we went through COVID before and after, and it is much harder to run our company with everyone working from home. Much harder. And we had, what, nearly 100 staff at this point. And surely most other businesses, like, how'd you cut hair working from home? So how do you dine at home? So, all right, Uber Eats and Deliveroo might do well, but what about all the restaurants on the high street? What about all the small businesses? They are going to get decimated. Or, I mean, if they had any Christmas bookings left, then they're all fucked now. No more Christmas bookings. Best month of the year. My friend Gerald Ratner, he said nearly all of his profit was in December. So many people, most of their profit is in December. Retail, nearly all their profit is in December. Who's going to want to go and shop with the fucking mask and a vaccine passport? Not as many people as not. So please hit the share button. Get the message out. Save the small business. If you're going to stop us earning revenue and you think that's the right thing to do, who am I to say it's not because I don't have the information that the government have? Fine. So fucking support the small business. Decrease the taxes, increase the revenue opportunities, increase the support, stop the crazy cost of living going through the roof. We're just all getting fucked so many different ways. increase in taxes, decrease in revenue earning capacity, increase in cost of living, increase in inflation, interest rates crazy low. Yeah, look, I've got loads of comments. Let me know what you think. Hit the share button. Let me just make the final announcement. Then I'll get in the comments. Okay. So breaking news, although if you're watching the recording, it might now be fucking old news because everyone's had enough. What do you think we should do? Boris Johnson said just a fucking week ago, oh, no plans for plan B. Really? You're like, don't we start to not believe this shit anymore when they link, they leak out the news just before so that it calms everyone down? Because this was leaked earlier. And it seems all these announcements, we all know what the announcements are going to be because it gets leaked just so that we all won't fucking revolt. If they shut all the small businesses, I'm fucking not going to fucking stay quiet. I'm sorry, I'm not. All right, yeah. So Boris Johnson has announced tougher COVID-19 measures in England to control the spread of the Omicron variant. Said plan B wasn't going to be a thing a week ago. Now it is. What's plan C? What's plan D? What's plan G? Fuck me. Guidance to work from home will return on Monday. That upsets me. I have to say that upsets me. How is the economy going to recover? Like people can bitch and moan about money and the economy and it not being important. Let's see what happens in the next 5 to 10 years. Now the economy gets fucked. Unemployment way up, your earning capacity way down, job opportunity way down. And then how are they going to recoup all the money that's not being generated in the economy? A massive tax grab. Okay, so guidance to work from home will return on Monday and face masks will also have to be worn in more public venues. I feel like we're just sort of getting drip fed the information and they know what the deal is already. COVID passes proving vaccination or a negative test will be required at nightclubs and venues with large crowds. The plan B restrictions are proportionate and responsible. What do you think about that? That's what the PM says. Health Secretary Sajid Javid, meanwhile, tells the Commons that Omicron is much more transmissible than the Delta variant. Earlier, the PM apologised for a video joking. For a video that showed his staff joking about a Christmas party they held during lockdown. So they can have a Christmas party in lockdown, but we have to be in lockdown. Ooh, they can earn their money in politics, but we can't earn our money as in small business. Let me know what you think. Fucking hit the share button. The Met Police has said it will not investigate the video about the Christmas party because it doesn't provide any evidence regulations were breached. Oh, they had a Christmas party in lockdown, but no rules were breached. What do we do? Because the thing I keep saying, and I'll say it again, protect the small business. Don't screw the small business over. Small business is the heartbeat of the economy. Maybe big businesses can survive this, although a lot of big businesses actually can't. Businesses with thousands of employer of thousands of jobs. But the small business generates much of the economy, much of the taxation revenue. Someone has said here, laugh out loud, self-proclaimed entrepreneurs are always massive wet wipes. No idea what that means, but I'm not a self-proclaimed entrepreneur. I am one. And I don't think I'm being a wet wipe about standing up for small business, standing up for not fricking taxing us even more. Like, I have to pay 56% tax just on corporation and income. And then there's national insurance and tax on things I buy. 70 pence in the pound is tax that I generate. And by the way, it is for you guys as well. So you like that, do you? You like that? You want a piece of that? You want to pull your pants down and have some of that? Well, fine, do. I don't want to work fucking 7 hours out of 10 for the government. I don't want to work 70 pence in the pound for the government. Why? That's not fair. It's not equitable. So this video isn't about COVID, it isn't about jabs, it isn't about vaccination, it isn't about if they're doing that right or wrong. Let's be honest, we haven't got the information or the facts. This is not a criticism, this is a call to arms. Don't ruin the small business. Stop fucking putting taxes up. Start putting taxes down. Start investing money to support the small business. Allow the small business to trade where at all possible. For goodness sake, get some proper economists who own real businesses in government. Rishi, he's got apparently a very entrepreneurial background. Come on, man, help us out here. All right, hit the share button. I'm out of here. I'll be in the comments. Holy shit. Final summary. Boris Johnson has announced tougher COVID-19 measures in England to control the spread of the Omicron variant. Let me know what you think about them. Guidance to work from home will return on Monday, which says work from home where possible, which is very vague. And many people will see that as gospel because they want to comply and fair enough and they don't want to break the rules. So, and they'll say, oh, well, it's all right. We'll work from home really hard, just like normal. No, they're scared for their jobs. All right, COVID passes proving vaccination or a negative test will be required at nightclubs and venues with large crowds. The Plan B restrictions are proportionate and responsible, according to the Prime Minister. The Health Secretary, Sajid Javid, meanwhile, tells the Commons that Omicron is much more transmissible than the Delta variant. And at the same time, the PM apologised for a video that showed his staff joking about a Christmas party they held in lockdown when we all couldn't. If you don't risk anything, you risk everything.